organizations that you bring us the ability. We have a way of addressing it. Otherwise, it should be like this. Hopefully, every member got an agenda for this meeting. Because of these changes of members of this committee, you might find that others are coming to this meeting for the first time. And others were there even before. I'll make it possible that we do a formal introduction for everybody to know who's here, and we'll see whether we are forming a quorum so that we can be able to continue with our meeting. I'm Jomo Nyambi from Mpumalanga Province, chair of this committee on petitions and members' legislative proposals. You can take it that way.
I'm Nomonde Hartman from Northwest Province. I'm a new member of this committee, petitions and proposals. Thanks.
I am Shaitan Mufakim from the 58th member of the committee.
This is Tunga Matisha from Hopping.
Ferry Adams from the Western Cape. I'm a new member of the committee.
My name is Mabel Minsa, and I'm from KNB.
Now we know who's here. So a new member, Honorable Adams, will ask me to say no, we are going on, we are forming a quorum with five. How many provinces do you have here?
Five.
We have some, it's not going to be a very long meeting. We decided that we have to have a meeting before our trip to Gauteng this coming Thursday. So we felt that it would be proper for us to have a session where we deal with the planning, logistics, explain what will be happening, and arrange for members to get detailed information about what will be happening so that they can be ready and prepare in time. But beyond that, because we couldn't meet in the past, we decided that it would assist us to deal with some of these outstanding matters, because we might not have an opportunity to meet. So that is why we felt that we have to have the agenda as is. So you have the committee program till the end of this year. And you are supposed also to have the minutes of the 4th of June and the one of the 4th of August. And the draft of the report of the strategic workshop that was held around August. And then the main issue, the briefing about this Belgian competition. And obviously the preparations.
We have just received an invitation for a meeting with the chief whip. I think it would be proper if somebody, because you know we're just coming to this meeting. We couldn't apologize to get to this meeting. If somebody can assist us with an apology, that's right. myself and Member Mfuku.
Or any invitation for a meeting that is taking place now?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Yeah, how to deal with that? How to manage that? How to end that?
I think we can. The most important is the Volvo Cup petition and I think the arrangements for the preparations. So I would suggest that we take three, start from three, and then we can still shuffle it around. But take three while the other two members are here.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. We happen to have to arrange a workshop. The unfortunate part is that some of the members were not here simply because they were not part of this committee. Petitions and member legislative proposals. The committee in the past that was chaired by Honorable Adams. So that is why we are fortunate, because we have a person around us who was part of this very same committee. But it's a committee that is very interesting. It's a committee that is dealing with the core issues of what's happening on the ground. It's a committee that can even empower us as members if ever there is anything that they want to come with legislation. It's here in terms of the constitution, how to go about doing that. And we had this case of Wesenkop. It's bordering Mpumalanga and Gauteng. It's a long outstanding one. Honorable Adams is aware about it. So we felt that as a long outstanding case and there are those challenges there, it will be proper for us, instead of inviting them, all the relevant stakeholders who have been petitioned by those farmers that are there. So we felt that it will be in order for us to go there and get the details of what's happening, so that we can, be at the end of the day, be able to assist those people. So we decided that it's going to be in order to have an opportunity to come together and provide all the relevant detailed information about the case for members to go through. And beyond that, we are going to have an opportunity on Friday, because we believe on Thursday going to Gauteng. Then on Friday, all the relevant stakeholders, who are going to have two sets of meetings, are going to be under one roof. They'll have an opportunity to raise more information so that we can understand and we can be able to conclude, come with whatever recommendations, whether here in Parliament, after getting detailed information from the people concerned. So basically, it's those that will be going to Gauteng on Thursday. I think by now some of you might have been contacted about details where you'll be going after the event cop, because you'll be sleeping in around Pretoria, if I'm not mistaken. That's basically that. You are welcome. So, my inner, you're more than welcome. Yeah, so basically, we felt that it will be proper for us to come, and now I think all of us are going to get more information and what has happened from last year to date. And what is it that you are expecting to do when we are going there? We are going to get a package. But I think some of the information has been given, because it has been referred by the chairperson to this committee, so that we can be able to assist our people there. That's basically sharing the information, and maybe if there are some questions in relation to the issue of Wesenkop, then we can give more information. We have referred it to Makeshi, our legal advisor, and the researcher who has been working on almost every day on this case, getting all the relevant stakeholders to get more information. And I think by now we have more information, but it's more of a question of us going down to engage the people. if ever there are some questions or some issues to be raised around the issue of Eisenkopf, basically is that.
Sure, no, it's not issues. I'm just thinking of time of other two comrades or members that need to leave, and we have 7 provinces. So thank you for putting the issue on the table. I think the researcher can also give us the packages for the Volvan COP by the close of business, if it's possible, so that the members can equip themselves and just go through it. But I think, Chair, for the space of time, if we can, while we've still got a minute or two while the members is here, to finish, just finish off the minutes, because we've got decision-making body now of 7 problems. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. We have the minutes of the 4th
of August. In front of us. Honorable Adam.
Chair, I propose adoption.
Any seconder? Thank you. The minute of the 4th has been adopted. Then we have the minutes of the 4th of June has been adopted. Then now we're getting to the one of the 4th of August.
King was not a member of the committee. I don't see him featuring. I think you're the only one between the two of us that can adopt and take
it. Technicality.
Yeah. I also have a technicality, just so I don't know, just for clarity. Am I giving me the floor?
Yes.
No, Chair, the minutes are saying. The minutes are saying this question around quorum, is it properly crafted of that meeting of the 4th? Which one didn't have a quorum? So that therefore are these the minutes then was the meeting continue or what it is? If just so that we clarify and close that one. August.
It was when we were about to adopt the minutes of the 4th of June. By the time we were supposed to adopt the minutes,
okay. The
quorum issue was the problem. So it was felt that let's defer them to the next meeting where we are going to form a quorum. So that is why it was not finalized on that day.
But the meeting was already.
Yes.
Okay.
So, how to conclude the technicality of being myself, and because the committee has been reconstituted and we have some new members and some who were part of these are not now part. And then, honorable members, the Monday is our week in this committee. Yeah.
You want to
No,
Chair, I was just saying that you see, we're reading, Adams is presenting because we will have a problem with the reconstitution of the committee. And having been led by you and Adams in the meeting, I think I would propose that I can second the meeting with that clarity that I raised and was answered to. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks for assisting us communities. That's why we understand the predicament we are in now, because we are expected to be part of another meeting. Beyond that, we have this report that we have drafted after our strategic workshop. But it's almost a similar case like going through the minutes. The challenge is that after a decision was taken to reconstitute the committee, you will expect people that were not part of that workshop. It's only myself that is here, that was part of the workshop, and Matila, and Ma'in. Reflecting the outcome of that workshop. So we felt that we have to deal with that. The report of our strategic planning workshop.
The only challenge that we are faced with is that these documents were taken to Member Lindsay.
Yeah.
We were supposed to come to this committee.
Okay.
Now, I only got these documents now before we went to. Then documents were resent to me now. Yeah. Now, I've not gone through them. The challenge is we have not read the report itself.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult for us to engage with the report itself.
In short, you are saying we can't be able to do justice in the report now. So it means we'll deal with the report, we'll defer it to our next meeting, when it's appropriate to go through. Even the five-year program, you are going to get the document that will go through so that we can be able to do justice to it in our meeting. I'll maybe now say, let's go back, because we have done all those things that we have agent that we're supposed to process. We can go back and deal with the plan for this coming Thursday when we are leaving. Maybe Salome, you can explain what has been done up to this far about the planning of going to Gauteng. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, honorable members. We received a petition, as Chairperson has already mentioned, from the community of Wolvenkop Farm in Mpumalanga, on the border of Mpumalanga in Gauteng province. And basically, the complaint was that the people who are staying on the farm, they are occupiers of that particular property, who the then Department of Land Affairs have always been aware of them, but it's now the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. And what basically happened is that they were surprised to actually see a certain Mr. Masango being brought over to their property to be a caretaker of that particular property that they were occupying, with the understanding that that is the state's property, because it's the state land that they occupy. However, they do have also their own cattle that they have on the farm. And the issue that they've raised here was that the man, Mr. Masango, who came as a caretaker there, was threatening to evict them. That's the terms that have been used. However, what then happened is that we made follow-up with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform in Gauteng, the Gauteng Provincial Land Reform Office, just to try and get clarity around the issue as to who are the occupiers on the land that they do have registered, whose land is it, and that's when we actually could understand that it is state land, it belongs to the department, and the arrangement was that Mr. Masango is coming there as a caretaker, and the department would assist the occupiers to actually get the piece of land belonging to them, as they are the ones who bear the rights on that farm. And Mr. Masango would then look for alternate land to occupy, and the department would assist him through their processes to actually acquire that piece of land. That hasn't happened, and this is a case that has been dragging from around 1999, that it was being brought to certain, to different departments, different offices. The occupiers, I did also mention, they started dealing with the issue while it was still under the Mpumalanga offices of land affairs in Witbank, and then it was taken over to the Gauteng province. And then we also made contact as well with people who have been stated to have dealt with the case, and documents have been sent through, as Chairperson has mentioned, and as Honourable Member Adams also said, that they will request them by the end of the day today. Those documents is basically the memorandum that came from the Gauteng Provincial Land Reform Office explaining to us the processes that they've engaged in trying to assist these particular individuals. And they say that what they actually did was they had several meetings with the community and also with the caretaker, but they couldn't really resolve the issue, and then they opted for mediation. And unfortunately, with the mediation report, my understanding is that we will get presentation when we get there, because they couldn't really finish us with the mediation report, as that is something they were still using and still going through. But they did write to us a memorandum just giving us the background of this particular farm and also the issues that they had to deal with. So we did contact as well the petitioners just to verify as well, and also the caretaker has been contacted, Mr. Masango, and he actually belongs to a Union Agri SA, but where he's based in is Agri Gauteng. It's just the provincial body of Agri SA. And what Agri SA has done as well is that the guy who's always been representing Mr. Masango, that is Mr. Tomlinson, he actually sent his reports as well. That's basically case studies, four case studies that he sent, giving us background understanding of what actually transpired during the meetings that they had. And I mean, he's also raising certain complaints and things. But issues that we also picked out from the reports that we got was that there was a claim and overlap in terms of the claims, because now the occupiers, they have the main rights on the, according to the Extension of Security of Tenure Act. And now with the caretaker being there as well, it was said that he also claimed the property he did send in his application, which also we need to get that understanding of how that was allowed to happen, because the occupiers are the people with the core rights of that property that they own. They should be the first ones to be considered. And also with Agri SA raising issues that the piece of land is not even enough for, it's got only 121 hectares. And people are having cattle that require about 700 hectares to be able to be sustained on that piece of land. But now, how could they even bring on a caretaker while the people who are living on that property cannot have their cattle being sustained and any other thing, that activity that they want to do on the farm, being done like that? So that's basically what we got from all the parties so far, and they requested that they would also do their verbal presentations and all other presentations, pictures and whatever that they have as the committee goes down to Pretoria on Thursday. So we've also informed as well the DG's office of land affairs, informing them that we will be going down, and the people also in the office, because several people have dealt with the case and some of them have already left the department, but they did say to us there will definitely be somebody who has background information, full background information on this, to assist us with addressing and resolving the issue. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. The whole purpose, as you have received, and you'll get more information so that you can go through the documents, and then we are going there just to have the people on the ground confirming or clarifying whatever questions that you might have. So the whole purpose of us going there is exercising our powers, making sure that the petitioners are getting a slot, and at the end of the day we are going to be able to formulate whatever recommendation that we might think be necessary to assist those people. So I'll open, maybe if there is any clarity seeking question or any issue around the planned visit to Western Cop this coming Thursday. Honourable Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Why does it take so long to finalize some of the issues that are raised by the communities? In the report you said it was first brought to the committee in 1999. Is that correct?
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Member, the case has been 1999 in the offices of land affairs. So it was only brought to the committee earlier in this year. We only received the petition in July this year. So it was tabled in August, and that's when we started dealing with the petition. However, this is a matter that has been pending from 1999 in the Office of Land Affairs. So maybe that is what we should also get when we get to the department, that how come it's taking them so long, because they've always been saying that the caretaker needs to get out in his land. In all the reports, that is what they're reflecting, but for all these years, nothing has happened. Thank you.
I understand the background of the question. There are some cases that are outstanding that has been referred to the committee even previous term. So once we start working and getting to the correct foundation and basic understanding of what's happening, I think we have to have a way of dealing with those outstanding issues as they are raising it. It's true, we have to have a proper way of how are we going to handle such cases, because in actual fact, it means there's no need for people to do things that are out of order down there if you have a committee that is dealing with petitions, because they'll have to know that they, if I'm being faced by this institution or by this one, then there's an avenue for me to explore so that my issue can be addressed. But you might find that a lot of people are not aware that we're having these committees. That is why we've even decided that we have to go out and have an extra mile. All members of this committee, as early as next year, are going to have a slot in radio, in committee radio stations and in all the other available avenues to disseminate information about the role of this committee and what we're doing as it is now. Even if you open the website of Parliament, you can see they are giving the procedure of petitioning, but are we effective as a committee? What are the challenges? How can we improve so that we can maximize our effort in doing our part? You will be contacted in due course about all the necessary arrangements. I don't know whether there is any question in relation to this same case or the trip. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just wanted to find out, have we got anything in writing from the Department of Land Claims? I see we've got from the Land Administration of Mpumalanga, and from the Premier's Office of Mpumalanga, the youth, but the National Department of Land Affairs, the Rural Development and Land Affairs, and Gauteng Department, I don't see any documentation here, because tomorrow, what I've seen from the petitioners is that officials from the Gauteng department has been out to them. And tomorrow these guys, and what we found on this fact-finding mission of this committee, because this committee hasn't got the power to do oversight, but it's got the power to go and fact-find, you know. And what we have normally come across on these fact-finding missions is that either these officials are gone, they are dead, they left the country, or they are entrepreneurs, or they are advisors, but they are no more in that capacity when they went out to the rural, to the communities to save a stay on the farm and that type of thing. So I think just to equip and familiarize ourselves, maybe when we get to the hotel on Thursday, is that we have another session. I don't know how many members are going, Chair. Maybe we can form a quorum and to have another meeting. We can, I think the secretary can apply to with that we have an outside meeting. Or just a briefing session then by the department to come and brief us then, if necessary, about the things or the documentation so that we can equip ourselves when we go out to the community on Friday, that we also get a bit of a background what is happening and what is happening then, Chair.
Thanks. It's true that we have written letters to all the relevant stakeholders. And they provided the information that we need. So what we'll do is that before leaving, as early as tomorrow, we'll prepare the package for all the members to have the information so that you can go through. But at the same time, that view of having a session to have the briefing, it's part of the program so that you can get more information, so that you can be able to engage even when you go to the ground to have those questions that will assist us in our fact-finding mission, what really happening. But we'll prepare a package for all the members to go through, and it's not even something to be seconded. It's more of a procedure for us to make sure that on that very same night, if possible, before going to the community, we'll definitely have a session I think the number of people that are going is 10. Oh, 7 members. Yeah. Any other matter in relation to Goldman Cox? Yeah, no, I think we're even about to. Before, sorry. Yeah, get the copies of our plan. It's officially adjourned. Thanks for even though we were.
Sir, I want to register complaints.
I don't even provide water.
Just a basic need of water.